The video forecast for this week in brief: dry and warm weather returns. Friday update. Dia officially recorded 0.3 inch of snow this morning, ending the snowless streak shy of a new record. Longmont and areas north and east stayed dry. End Friday update. Thursday update. A strong winter storm is still entering the state today and tonight, but it will spend most of its energy and dump most of its precipitation in the mountains and western slopes. Snow, and rain, east of the eastern foothills will be very light. The GFS, Figure 3 update, shows a trace to 1 inch along I-25, and 1 to 3 inches in Estes Park, Nederland. The NOM, Figure 4 update, shows even less precipitation east of the Rockies, with most places seeing no snow. There is a risk that the airport might not receive measurable snow and the streak of snowless days will continue and we will break the record. Figure 3 update. The 10-day 10-to-1 ratio snowfall total from the GFS and weather5280.com. Figure 4 update. The 10-day 10-to-1 ratio snowfall total from the NOM and weather5280.com. End Thursday update. Tuesday update. Amazingly, our Thursday, Friday storm is still slated to arrive. The front arrives around 3 p.m., though they often come in a few hours earlier than the models predict. Figure 1 update. Temperatures will drop sharply Thursday night and remain low for a couple of days. The Weather Underground model gives us 1 to 2 inches, but it will be our first measurable snow. A different model, the GFS, Figure 2 update, agrees giving Longmont about 1 to 2 inches with a foot and a half of snow on the higher elevations. Channel 7 Denver gives Denver 1 to 4 inches. The National Weather Service give us 0.5 to 1.5 inches. More later. Figure 1 update. The 10-day graphical forecast for Longmont from weatherunderground.com. End Tuesday update. Forecast discussion. Finally, a change is coming to our weather. A strong cold front will blast down the Front Range Sunday evening, Figure 1. We will get a taste of below normal temperatures for once. You can see the progress of the front by midnight in Figure 2. Figure 1. The 10-day graphical forecast from weatherunderground.com for Longmont, CO. Figure 2. The temperature anomaly, departure from normal, for midnight Sunday, Monday from weather5280.com. The longer range forecast. There will be a bit of snow nearby and in the mountains by Tuesday with this front, Figure 3. Not much precipitation is expected. This did look like a significant storm a week ago, Figure 4. Our next storm, if it materializes, hits Thursday p.m. and Friday, Figure 5. The snowfall total from the GFS is very significant, Figure 6, with Longmont getting 5 to 7 inches of snow. This will finally end out snowless streak, I hope. Figure 3. The 6-hour averaged precipitation around Tuesday evening, sunset from the GFS and tropicaltidbits.com. Figure 4. The 10-day, 10-to-1 ratio. Total snowfall forecast from the GFS and weather5280.com. Figure 5. The 6-hour average precipitation around Friday morning from the GFS and tropicaltidbits.com. Figure 6. The 10-day, 10-to-1 ratio. Total snowfall forecast from the GFS and weather5280.com.